Hello again. Today was a pretty good day. We got up early this morning, well, like 6 o'clock. It's not really that early. But we got up at like 6. It was freezing cold outside. It was still really windy and absolutely freezing. I slept okay last night. It was plenty warm and everything. But the wind was absolutely freezing, and I had on all of my layers that I possibly could have on this morning as we were packing up because it was so cold out. And had to take some of them off before we left because I knew I'd get warmer as we were hiking. But I still kept on my one jacket and my long sleeve shirt and my t-shirt. And eventually did get too warm, but not for a while because it was so cold. Don't know how cold it was. Excuse me. Don't know how cold it was. It must have been... It must have gotten at least to freezing last night, I would imagine. Especially with the wind. It wasn't too bad camping there. The wind did come in gusts and stuff, but actually I put my head in my sleeping bag and they muffled it a lot for me. I think Raymond wears earplugs when it gets really windy so that he doesn't really hear it. He doesn't worry about the tent blowing away. We started hiking. We had like 17 miles to get to where we go into Big Bear. And I wanted to get close, but not the whole ways today, because I wanted to camp tonight and go in tomorrow, and then stay the night tomorrow night and leave the following day. So it's like we almost have 2 0 days, but we only do a couple miles on both of those days, just to give us a little bit of a rest, and we don't spend as much money on a place to stay in there. Sorry, my nose is all stuffed up. So that was the plan, and that's what we're doing. I was able to get cell reception a little bit ago, and I made a reservation for tomorrow night. And the place sounds really nice. The guy sounds really nice. They have a hydrotherapy tub or something that we can use, and computer with internet, and updated water report, and grills and stuff, so we can cook stuff, like kitchen and everything. And we also have like microwave and stuff. So I'm pretty excited about that, and I'm pretty excited that we're going to be up early in the morning and go in and get breakfast, because it's my favorite meal to eat out. The other meals I'm perfectly fine making, but I like eating out breakfast because I don't like making breakfast. Oh, so I'm excited about that. But today was a pretty easy day. Some uphill, mostly downhill, just kind of... And we walked a lot along a lot of roads because there was a lot of private property that they couldn't make trails through. And the roads were kind of, at least they were dirt roads, so they weren't too hard on your feet, but they were not very well maintained or anything. So it was kind of crappy. We also walked by the saddest thing ever today. There's this like animal training place or something like that. Not too long ago, some guy got attacked by a bear at this place. And I remember on the mailing list for the PCT, they were talking about it and about how the guy got attacked by the bear at the place. And I had forgotten about it until we got there today. And we walk up and there were two lions and two bears that we could see. And they were all in separate tiny cages. Like, if the lion stood up, the cage couldn't have been... It was definitely smaller than twice their length. There was one bear who was pacing. It was a smaller bear. And he'd walk like 2 steps, turn around, walk 2 steps, turn around, walk 2 steps. It was... And the place just looked so run down. It just looked awful. And I felt so bad for those animals. Like, I really just wanted to go over and let them go and hope that they didn't eat me, because they might attack somebody, even though I was trying to save them. But it was very, very sad. It was one of the saddest things I've ever seen. At least like in zoos and stuff, even though they're in like cages, they still have like room to move around, and they try and make it like they're at an actual habitat and everything. But this was just this tiny, tiny cage that they were trapped in, and they couldn't even do anything. They just, you know, could pace all day if they wanted to. They didn't have anything else to do. And it must be awful for them to just, I don't know, I hated it. It was awful. Like, it upset me greatly. But... And then, what else did we walk? We had probably the scariest snake encounter to date. Most snake encounters, I mean, they startle me because I'm not expecting them, and then all of a sudden I see them, and I'm like, oh, and I back away, and everything's fine because they're in the middle of the trail. And today I was walking, and all of a sudden I heard the rattle for a rattlesnake, like on my right side, and it was kind of like, by the time I realized what it was, I was already past it, so it was kind of on my right side behind me. So I quickly stepped like forward and to my left to try and get out of wherever it is, because I didn't want to be wherever it was. I didn't know where it was because it wasn't on the trail. And Raymond's like, where's the snake? And I was like, I don't know, it's over there somewhere. And he was still behind me. I think he was still behind it. And he was like, well, can't you come closer to me? And I was like, well, I'd rather go farther away from you, like go the other way, go down some and over some, because I don't know where the snake is. And I'm pretty sure it's on the other side of the trail, and I don't want to go back across the trail because I need to find it first. And then finally Raymond found it. It was right behind, there was a tree right next to the trail, and it was right next to the tree, kind of back some in the shade, and it was a dark snake, and so you could hardly see it, but Raymond was still on that side of it, and he was not very happy. It was all curled up. We must have startled him when we were walking by, is all I can figure. And yeah, he was watching us both very carefully because he did not like the looks of us. And yeah, it was probably the most frightening encounter. Not that it was really frightening, just because I didn't see the snake all of a sudden, and I didn't know where it was for so long. So that was a little unnerving, but not too bad. There's also a ton of grasshoppers today, flying all over the place. They were crazy in all the bushes. We went from like woods this morning to like more deserty and like kind of transition zone. Like it's kind of deserty plants that are all in the desert, like cactus and stuff, but there's also like evergreen trees here where we're camped, which is kind of weird because it's, and we can see a lake. We're kind of up on a ridge, on the one side there's a lake and some nice houses and stuff, and on the other side is the Mojave Desert, which is just like flat and desert, which is really cool. It's kind of weird to see like all the nice houses on the one side and then like the nothing on the other side. So it's kind of interesting. I'm trying to think if anything else exciting happened today. I don't think so. We walked through this campground that was probably the most rundown campground we've seen. All the benches and stuff were completely broken, and there was like nothing there. It wasn't even like flat really. It was weird. And there was all these signs for it, like nice new signs for it. We also walked right over a road section, like coming out of there, I think. We had a break. We had a break this morning. Our like third break, we come up to this road, and on the other side there was a water cache. And there was a cooler, so of course it's like, oh, what's in the cooler? Because the other day there was the Coke, that was the best thing ever. And we look in there and I'm expecting beverages, because so far it's all been beverages, which is really good. I like a different beverage from water. But we opened it up and there were fruit in it, which was the most magnificent thing ever. I had a banana, which was so good because I really wanted a banana in Idlewild, but the grocery store there only had really green bananas, so I would have to like hold it for a couple days, carry it around with me, and then carry the peel around, which I didn't want to do. I just wanted to eat it right then and throw away the peel because it's kind of heavy. And so I was pretty excited that we got a banana. We also got an orange, which was pretty delicious. Normally I'm not a big orange fan, but boy, that tasted good this morning. We also, there was this one section of road, the trail that was on the road, and like every 2 feet there was a marker for the trail, which was interesting because most times there's not very much marking the trail, so it was just kind of weird. But yeah, I don't think there's anything else that exciting and fun that happened today. It's kind of a non-eventful day other than what I've mentioned. But the fruit this morning, that was perfect. Yes, tomorrow we go into Big Bear. Until then.